The Dave Ryan Show's Two Sides to Every Date.
Now, Cameron, you've heard us do Two Sides to Every Date before, so that's why you called in. This is basically you go on a date with somebody, you think it went really well, or at least reasonably well, but then it kind of stings a little bit when your date doesn't respond to your texts or doesn't call you or doesn't, I mean, you went on the date. Since then, have you texted Ashley and have you heard back, or has she just totally ghosted you, Cameron?
Yeah, I've texted her a couple of times now, but I've heard nothing from her. It's just been a complete ghost situation. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so not even like, hey, I'm busy, text you later, or hi, just nothing. So you...
Dead silence. That's what hurts the most, you know?
You did something so... Well, you know what? Usually. Sometimes it's like, you know what? They went back to their old boyfriend or their old partner, whatever. Let's give him the quick little quiz here. What was the date, and what do you think went, was there anything that you think went wrong? What was the date?
So this was our second date too. Like originally we went out, we had coffee. It was a really good time. We were vibing. I thought it was mutual. But we went back to her house, had a little dinner, ate it. And you know, that was just kind of it. We talked for a couple hours. I thought it was, you know, a nice evening in, had some enchiladas and stuff, watched a movie. And, yeah, that's just kind of it.
Do you remember, were you listening a few weeks ago, Cameron, maybe about, like, 3 months ago when somebody, like, blew up her bathroom? And then, would you remember that one, Jenny? He blew up the bathroom, and then he left the door open when he peed or something like that?
Yeah, he had gone to the bathroom, but they were at his place, so she abruptly left while he had the door open while he was using the bathroom, and she just, like, ran out of there. But I'm assuming you didn't do that, considering it was her place and you stayed the whole time?
Oh, yeah. I can promise that I had the bathroom door shut every time I went to the bathroom. I can confirm that.
Well, how many times did
no
you
kidding.
Go?
If you're gone 15 times to the bathroom, maybe she's like, God, this guy's got some stomach issues. I'm not up for that.
That would be understandable. I was in the bathroom maybe 2 times, and again, confirm, door was definitely locked.
Did you pull out pictures of your old girlfriend on your phone and tell her how much you missed her?
Not even once.
Okay. Did you bring your mom along?
No. I thought about it, but no.
Okay. So we really don't know what the problem was, but then we get a hold of, because here's the thing. Of course he's got her number, because he's had her number. That's the number he's been texting and calling. You haven't been, like, stalkerish where you're, like, texting her all the time, like, 15 times a day saying, hey, why aren't you talking to me? You haven't done that bit, have you?
Oh, no. You know, the limit really is, I'd say, 4 over the span of, like, a week or two.
Okay, that's respectful because, you know what, there's nothing worse than somebody who's like, wait, are you ghosting me? And then they can't take it. So let's get her on the phone because, of course, we have her phone number, and she was a little bit reluctant to go on because she doesn't want to hurt your feelings, yet at the same time, I think she wanted to for whatever reason. So let's talk to Ashley. Ashley, you've been on hold. You've heard the whole conversation with Cam. You know the date that he's talking about. Was it first of all, Ashley, thanks for being on KWB. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, good.
That doesn't sound good.
So you heard him tell the story. You went, you had your coffee date, that went fine. You had date number 2, you go back to your house. This is a second date, not the same thing. What happened on date number 2? Was it something that he did? Was it something you just didn't feel it? Or what happened, Ashley?
Well, I mean, I'm going to say this. Like, you know, I never say yes to a second date unless the first date goes well, which it did.
Of course, yeah.
And that's why I'm like, like some people will just go on the second date just to kind of like see if there's anything there. Like, I generally had a good time with Cameron on our first date. But the second date, like, he just invited himself over, like, which I thought was very forward.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I'm like hoping this guy is not a psycho. But he was just like, how about I come over, have dinner, watch a movie? And I was like, all right, you know, I'm down for like a chill night in, you know, it was a little fast, but I was like, I was rolling with it.
Okay. But this sounds kind of cool. I mean, it's a little bit forward, but yeah, he's like, come over, we'll have dinner and watch a movie.
Some people feel more comfortable in a setting like that versus like getting drinks at a bar.
Yeah.
understand that because, like, you know, you're at a, you know, it can get kind of loud at restaurants and bars, and like maybe this is like just us really like getting to know each other better in like a more quiet setting. So like I said, you know, I was down with it. So he comes over and he comes over with like all the ingredients to make enchiladas, you know, ground beef, sour cream, cheese, sauce, etc. You know, just the works.
Okay.
And I'm thinking like, all right, this is like pretty dope. He's going to make me dinner. You know, we're going to have a nice, like, quiet night in. And I was like, all right, like this guy, like, you know, I'm getting it. I'm feeling this now.
Okay.
Well, he just like put the ingredients on my kitchen counter and he just went and sat down in front of the TV. So I was like, okay. You need to put this away. Like, what's the deal? And then after about an hour or so, he turns to me and he's like, you should probably start making dinner.
I could see it coming.
Oh, no.
I knew when you said he sat the groceries on the counter that you were supposed to do the cooking. So you didn't expect to do the cooking. You're like, oh, excuse me? What?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Like, I was just so taken aback. I was in such shock. Like, my body was kind of.
But you
like,
start, oh, but did you, sure. Okay, but here's the thing, because you're a Minnesotan and we're passive aggressive, but we're too nice. Did you start making dinner?
Of course I did.
Like, okay, of course you did. Yeah, okay.
I'm like, I'm way too nice of a person.
But then how was your mood the rest of the night? So you're making dinner and your mood the rest of the night is, I mean, is it done?
I was like more than done. I was like so over it. You know, we ate dinner and it was basically like in silence. Well, silence on my side for the most part. Like he would try to talk and I would just, you know, I would just be so short with him. Like, yep, sure to everything. Like I was not here to engage with him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we had made it together, that would have been fine. Like, I think, I mean, that would have been cool, you know, like, cute, you know, that would be like a cute thing, making dinner together.
Okay, now that's interesting. I'm running a little bit short on time here because I got it. Time always sucks on our show. We never have enough. So let me go back to Cam. You're awful quiet during this. Is this the way this went down, Cameron, or did she totally get it wrong, or what's going on?
Okay, like yeah, that's kind of how it happened, but like I bought the groceries, so I'm not really seeing why I necessarily need to make it, you know, like what I don't, we're basically splitting the cost. You know, I'm going to get the stuff and you're going to make
it. Did you arrange that in advance? Because you should have said, hey, I'll pick up the groceries. Would you mind making it? And then at least she would have known. Would you have been okay?
It should have just been assumed. It should have just been
assumed.
Excuse me?
Make it. Oh, whatever, princess. Okay, you know.
I'm really sorry. Like, are you from, like, a different time? Like, you think this is 1957 where, like, the women is just expected to cook? Like, if anybody is a princess, it's you. Like, you're a little princess that you think you can bring all the groceries and expect me to cook for you. Like, that was never agreed upon, all right? So, like, go back. I mean, literally, you need a woman who, like, we'll do that for you. Like, go back in time because you are definitely living in the wrong era.
Wow.
I don't know.
Okay.
Like, I bought this stuff, so you probably should have just made it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't want to laugh at this, but oh, my God.
You are a real douche, Cameron.
And that's why, Cameron, now you have your answer. We're out of time. I wish I could listen to you bicker for another 15 minutes, but we're out of time. Now you have your answer. It's Two Sides to Every Date on KWB.